Good morning.
Good morning.
Well,
good morning.
We're going to be starting with Tehillim 5. We did the first three verses last week. And the handouts are available on the Unique Astrological Times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem web page, or at the bottom of the page if you're using a mobile device. I'm going to read the first three verses in Hebrew only, and then we will go to our normal pattern of the Hebrew and the English translation, because in the earlier recording, the one from Friday, we have those English translations and the discussions about the verse. I will mention that on the Unique Astrological Times link, underneath the handout links, I'm putting the recordings under there on that page as well. And as of now, we have the first four. And I will start with Elishem Yehud. We'll start with Elishem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kutshabari Hu Ishkinte Bit Hilu Urchimelud Hilu Hilu Urchimel Liakta L'shem Yuhe Bavate Biyehuda Shilim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Tanit Dibur Mitzvah La Shom Tov Mitzvah Hakshiva lechol shavi malki velohai.
Malcolm.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're working on Psalm 5. The handouts are on the Unique Astrological Events link. And underneath those handouts are the recordings from last week. I have mentioned the first three verses already previously. And now I'm going to start with verse 4. I'm getting some background on this, so thank you. So verse 4. Adonai Elohei Wahei Boker Tishma Koli Boker Ezrach Lecha V'Atzapel. Hashem, in the morning, hear my call. In the morning, I arrange my prayer to you and await the great dawn expectantly. What is the great dawn? We know that the great hand, the word great, is used in the context of the right column of the tree of life. The right hand, which represents your sharing hand. The great dawn is the time of sharing. Dawn is a time of sharing, but dawn actually starts at midnight. So what does the breaking of the dawn, the rising of the sun so that we can finally see it, what does that represent? And that represents the actual manifestation of sharing, and that's what the word great is indicating. The fifth verse. Ki lo el chafetz resha ata lo yegurcha ra. For you are not a God who sanctions wickedness. Evil cannot abide in your presence. When I look at these Hebrew words, I do not see the name of God. Yet it is the translation. Obviously it is. Oh, excuse me, the name of God is there, it's El. I have not done this in earlier verses, but sometimes I will mention the number of words. And in this case, there are 9 words, indicating that this is a connection to the Sefirah of Yesod. And there are 23 letters. And the number 23 is 22 plus 1. And we have a tradition that says that there will be a 23rd Hebrew letter that will be revealed by the Mashiach. There are speculation. Some of the sages indicate that it will be a shin that has 4 arms. Because on the box of the tefillin, one side has a 3-letter shin, and one has a 4-letter shin. But there is no certainty of that. It's just speculation. Verse 6. Lo yitzvu cholelim leneged enecha saneta kol poale yawen. Boasters cannot stand in your line of sight. You detest all who use violence to attain their goals. This is this speaks to people who are tired of war. People who are tired of conflict. All of us need to be tired of conflict. We need to recognize that Hashem does not want violence. Even the concept of binding by striking is not a violent technique. The 7th verse. Te'abe dovre kazavish tamim umirma yechaev Adonayo hewahe. You will bring destruction upon those who speak deceptively. Hashem loathes the man of murder and deceit. why is the word deceptively being used in the translation? Why not say lies? Because deceptively implies both the lie of commission and the lie of omission. Why do you think murder is mentioned first and then deceit so later? And it doesn't use the word hate, it used the word loathe. And I'm not sure if in English if loathe is a deeper level of hate or a lesser level of hate. Neither one are good, of course. And there is a connection, because when someone murders, there will come a time when they will lie about what happened. And that's why deceit is mentioned second, because the murder is bad, but it also leads to something more, an additional disconnection from the Creator by thinking that they need to lie about what happened, not accepting the responsibility. The eighth verse. Va'ani berov chazdecha avo v'techa eshtacha ve'el hekol kadshecha be'yiratecha. But as for me, I am keenly aware that it is solely through your great loving kindness that I enter your house. I therefore prostrate myself before the sanctuary of your holiness in awe of you alone. Footnote 19. Or through your never failing kindnesses, I have come to your house now to thank you. I bow down before your holy Hekal, your holy sanctuary, in awe of you alone. This is an alternative translation. And each person needs to have this understanding. It's important to know that there are 70 explanations for each verse in Psalms. Part of those explanations is the discussion and the translation. And sometimes the translations needs to be on multiple levels. The eighth verse. No, that's not the eighth verse. I did the eighth verse. It's the ninth verse. Adonai Elohei Wahei Necheini B'tzidkatecha Leman Shorerai Ayeshar Chav Shar Lefanai Darkecha. This is the first time in the Psalms that we have seen two spellings of the same word. One is the way it is written, and one is the way it's spoken. We need to understand why there is the difference in the letters. The Yud and the Vav are both male letters of Hashem's name. One is Arichanpin, one is Zeranpin. The word Yeshar is straight. The translation of it is frequently straight, as we will read and see what the way he pronounced, he translated it. But this idea of the root of Yashar is Shin Resh, Shar. So the way it is written, Hey Vav Shin Resh, can be thought of as the physical world and the Vav representing a connecting word. Straight. Go straight, and that will clean the physical world. That's the way of understanding this distinction. The Yud at the beginning of the word, the Hey, is the definite article. We're talking about a specific the, something straight, something that is actively straight. Now let's see what Rabbi Sutton, how he translated it. Hashem, guide me in your righteousness, so that I may overcome those who watch for my downfall. Make your way straight before me. In this sense, it's talking straight is representing clearness. Make your way, the way of Torah, clear before me. Make it straight. Make it be a straight line, not a curved line. Less time. Lots of different ways of understanding this, and it's also why we have the two words, one the way it is written, and the tradition teaches that we sing it in a different way. Hayeshar, while the written is Avsar. The 10th verse. Ki ein befihu nekona kirbam avot kever patuach geronam lashonam Yachalikun. For since their inner spirit is constantly scheming, there is no foundation to the utterances of their mouths. Their throat is an open grave. They coat their tongues with smooth words. There are 11 words in this verse. 11 is a number that is one more than 10. 10 represents the 10 Sephirot. 11 is the 10 Sephirot plus the negative system, the negative, the Satan and his minions. This verse is connecting to both good and evil. It's a unification. But as long as Satan is strong, meaning aware before Mashiach, because Mashiach will control Satan. He along with Hashem, will remove the power of Satan. And that action. So this particular verse is really coming at to describe what will happen at the end. If things are straight, as we said in the previous verse, then all of this constantly scheming and no foundations to the utterances and all of these emotional words that are being expressed won't happen. So this verse can be used as a vaccine. And we always teach, find a verse that resonates with your soul. When you find that verse, you can use that to develop a stronger connection to Hashem. And that from that connection, you can actually utilize it as a repetitive phrase to draw your own personal magid. The 11th verse. Ha'ashimem Elohim yiblu mimoatzotehem berov pishehem hadikemo kimaruvach. Let them discover their own desolation, Elohim. God of justice, let them fall in their own counsels. Push them away in the multitude of their crimes. For they have not only risen up against me, but first and more foremost, they have rebelled against you. Are we talking about nations or are we talking about people? The 12th verse. Vayismechu kochose bach leolam yiranenu v'taseh alemo v'yaltu v'chauhave shemecha. But those who trust in you will rejoice forever. They will sing ecstatically to you, for with your love you spread your shelter over them. In response, they become lovers of your name, exulting in you alone. Twelve words in the Pasuk. Connecting to the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei on the right, the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei on the left, and the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei in the center. Connecting to the 12 tribes of Israel. The 13th verse. Remember, there's 13 verses in the psalm connecting us to unification, unity. Ki ata tevarech tzadik Adonai Yohewahe katsina ratzon. For you are the one who blesses the righteous one, Hashem. You surround him with your crowning favor, as with a shield. There are 8 words in this pasuk. 8 is a number that goes one above the 7. The 7 represents the physical world, 8 represents going to a higher place, a higher world, the world of Zeran Pin. There are 31 letters that connect us to the name El, the name of God El. And El is a name of God utilized in Chachma. So we will now say the verse, the psalm, again, only in the Hebrew, straight through. Lam natseach el hanchilot mizmor ledavid amarai hazina adonayo hewahe bina hagigi hakshiva lekol shavi Malki Velohai Ki. Elecha Epalel Adonai Yohewahe Boker Tishma Koli Boker Erach Lecha V'atzapen Ki lo el chafetz reshata lo yegur chara. Lo yityatzvu kol elim leneged leinecha saneta kol poale awen. Tiabed dovre katzav ishtamim umirma yitaev Adonai Yohewahe Vani berov chazdecha avovetecha eshtachave el hekol Kadshecha b'yiratecha. Adonai Yohewahe Nacheni b'tzidkatecha Leman shorerai Ayashar lefanai darkecha Ki ein befihu nekona kirbam avot kiver kever patuach geronam lishonam yachalikun ha'ashimem Elohim Yiplu mi moatzotehem, Biro pishehem, Hadid chemo, Ki marubach, Veismechu kochosei, Bach leolam, Yiranenu vichtasech, Alemo v'yaltzu b'cha ohave shemecha ki ata tivarech tzadik Adonai Yohewahe katzina v'atzon tatrenu. We're returning now to the Psalms landing page, and we're going to touch base with Psalm 6. This psalm is also part of the first day, the day one of the monthly cycle. This is an awe-inspiring prayer for one who is ill, to pray that God heal him, body and soul. An ailing person who offers this prayer devoutly and with a broken heart is assured that Hashem will accept his prayer. This kavanah is the traditional kavanah to use when saying this psalm. If someone is praying for healing for themselves, it's a consciousness of selfishness. If someone is praying to heal someone else, if it's said with a broken heart, if it's said devoutly, paying attention, truly understanding it, that connection will heal that person. And we have a tradition that if you have 60 people who visit someone who is ill, and there are particular rituals, but essentially meditating on the healing name of God, Mem He Shin, and saying this particular psalm, if they do that, these 60 people, each of them takes away 1/60th of the illness, so that when the 60th is completed, the action, the person is healed. The first word is Lam Natseach, which is normally translated, dedicated to the orchestra leader, or dedicated to the Creator, who grants eternal victory. Eternal victory over illness, over our own negative action that caused the illness. I refer you to page 6 of the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF. There are 11 pasukim in Psalm 6, and this connects us to the unity of the 10 sephirot plus satan, plus the negative system. Other words that have this gematria of 11, are the words for sacrifice and for holiday. It is a sacrifice required to heal someone, and it is a holiday when they are healed. I'm saying this just so you start to begin to appreciate how much depth you can learn through the gematria. Returning to the sixth psalm, we are not going to be able to finish this psalm today. We don't have the time. But we will start it like we did with Psalm 5. The first verse, Lam Natseach bin Ginod al Hashminit Mizmor le David. Lam Natseach, dedicated to the Master of Creation, who grants eternal victory through melodies played on the Sheminit, which is an 8-string harp. All the seven-string harps, tradition teaches us, will become eight-stringed after Mashiach, representing the connection to the changed environment of the physical world. We have a footnote number 20. Al HaShemimit, on the eight-string harp. The Sheminit is mentioned in Tehillim 6 and 12. What does the number 8 signify? According to the Maharal, the numbers 6 and 7 represent respectively the Chitzoni, the external, and the Pinimi, the internal aspects of the three-dimensional world of nature that was created in 6 days and sanctified and elevated on the seventh. The number 8 is the makif, the surrounding, enveloping level of reality that transcends nature. It is the level of the messianic age, the level of revealed miracles that override the limited laws of the physical world as we know it. It is the level of the 50 gates of Bina, the level of the Yovel, the Jubilee, the 50th year of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt, the redemption from Egypt, and the world that is coming, that are above this world and which shine into and illuminate our souls with their ecstatic light. Even now, King David played a harp with 8 strings to embody this concept of 8. The second verse. Adonai Yohei Wahei Al bi'abcha toki cheni v'al bacha matcha te yasreni. Hashem, do not correct, do not rebuke me with your anger, or discipline, or punish me with your rage. Now the Kabbalah explains that God does not punish, and God does not get angry, and God does not rebuke. So who does the rebuking? Who does the correction? Who is going to rage at you for your negative actions? You are. When you do teshuvah, one of the aspects of the complete teshuvah is to make yourself sick at the thought of doing that action again. Nauseous, sick to your stomach, vomiting, just from the thought of doing that action again. That's the completion of teshuvah, getting to that level where you are totally incapable of doing that action again. And that's what's being expressed in here, to remind us that we were the cause and we are also the correction. The third verse. Haneni Adonai Yohei Wahei Ki umlalani refaini Adonai Yohei Wahei Ki nivhalu atzamai. Be gracious with me, Hashem, for I am a pathetic state. I am in a pathetic state. Heal me, for my bones, my limbs, and my inner organs have been stricken, have been weakened, have been debilitated, is the verse clear? Ten words connecting to the ten Sephirot. It's a complete prayer. It's a complete structure of us feeling pathetic, of us feeling that we need healing, that we have been stricken, that we have no energy. King David is amazing in how he expresses our feelings so clearly in words. We'll do the fourth verse. V'nafshi nivhala me'od v'yata v'yat or v'yata Adonai Yohei Wahei Ad Matai. Why is the word spelled ata? Viata, but also written without the hay. My soul, above all, is panic-stricken. And you, Hashem, how long? How long will you remain aloof and withhold your mercy? How long can I go on suffering like this? There's a big secret in the word atah, spelled aleph to taf, and then a hey. The word you is atah, aleph taf hey. In the feminine, it is aleph taf without the hey. The Zohar has explained. When we say a blessing, we say Baruch Atah Hashem and so forth. But we could just as easily make that statement Baruch Hashem. We don't have to say Baruch Atah. Blessed is you, Hashem. We could just say Blessed is Hashem. The word atah is an unnecessary word, but it's not unnecessary because we have to look at the letters. Aleph to Taf is all of the energy of all 22 letters. The first letter is Aleph, the last letter is Taf. And what does the hay represent? The lower hay of Hashem's name, the physical world. Atah, Baruch, Atah, Hashem. Baruch, blessed, the energy of blessing, which includes all of the energy of all 22 letters, is injected into the physical world. By our consciousness of saying, Baruch Atah Hashem. We will continue one more verse. We have a few minutes left. Shuvah Adonai Yohei Wahei Chalta nafshi hoshieni leman chazdecha. Return, Hashem. Withdraw. Retract your anger. Rescue my soul from death. Save me from the sickness for your love's sake. It's a beautiful expression. What is my sickness? My sickness is disconnection from Hashem. Save me from myself, from my falling to my evil inclination. That's the expression. That's what is being expressed in this verse. So we are almost out of time, so I will ask, does anybody have any questions of anything we've said today? And while I'm waiting for you to unmute your phones, today's classes at 4:30 will be a mini Zohar class, continuing our study of the Zohar from Parashat Noach, section 24. And at 7 o'clock, we will continue our study of Rabbi Ashlag's essays. I believe we're in the 32nd essay. Does anyone have any questions? If not, have a beautiful day. I remind you also that tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will convene again with our Tanit Dibur, our facts of words, our words of oath that we speak only are of Torah. That's what this class is about, utilizing these good words that we speak as a method of cleansing much of our negativity, sexual negativity, creativity, creation negativity that we have done, and many other aspects of the Sefirah of Yesod. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful day.